This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Texas called 911 several times last week saying he wanted to spend the night in jail. Finally, the cops came and arrested him, so he got what he wanted, I guess.
I really feel like eventually the cops will absolutely oblige.
If you keep calling 911.
Well, I mean, he obviously had a plan, he stuck to it, and I think it worked.
I mean, that is illegal, I would think. Misuse of the 911 system.
Right, and they let you know that. You know, right. So you keep doing it, it's like, all right. But he wanted the problem with the plan is just this. He said he wanted to spend the night in jail. So you got to figure out what the crime is that just gets you one night, knowing it's going to be some BS case later they throw out, right? Because otherwise, you might end up spending 4 or 5 nights in jail. It's
and
a lot less
on
fun.
The day, it could be a weekend.
Yeah, I got arrested on a Friday.
Could be a holiday Monday. You got to pick
yeah.
your days.
Could be like Cinco de Mayo.
It was a Cinco.
Yeah.
How long were you in?
3 days, 3 nights.
Yeah, 3 days and 3 nights.
We all know you only do 2. Day you go in, the day you get out.
Okay. All right. Did you learn that during your time?
No, I saw it on the wire.
A woman in Australia got bit on her rear when a python slithered up through her toilet.
Oh, man.
Jen's favorite stories.
She said she felt a sharp pain on her cheek.
Yeah.
And it's a python.
Uh-huh.
God damn, man.
Robin, don't worry. Me and you will go to New Zealand. That stuff only happens in Australia.
It does.
Everything
not
happens.
Only, but...
predominantly mm-hmm. happens in Australia.
Anything deadly kind of got piled into Australia.
Even if it's cute and it's in Australia, it'll right. kill you. I feel like an infant human being is probably venomous until they're 8.
And it doesn't matter, big or small. It has some of the, you know, biggest killers and also the smallest killers.
Did you see there was a tourist in Australia probably over the weekend based on how I'm remembering this, but are you familiar with the blue-ringed octopus?
Yes.
Whether you are or not, all you need to know is it is the deadliest octopus mm-hmm. that's there, and they say that the venom from one of these things could kill, 26, 27 people?
In minutes.
In minutes. All right, so like one sting or whatever they do could kill 26 or 27 people. There's the video, but they're tiny. They're not the general size octopus. It shows this person on the beach. It's like an octopus kind of in a tide pool. Mm-hmm. And they pick it up. It's one of these blue-ringed octopi, mm-hmm. whatever. And they carry it back over to the water and they let it go, which was nice of them. And they did not get bitten, stung, whatever they do. But that's like the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
And it's Australia.
Mm-hmm. Leave wildlife alone. Therefore, get the hell out of Australia.
It doesn't look like anything that would do you any harm.
It's Australia.
It's, yeah. Right.
You have to just assume every living creature there will do you harm.
Mm-hmm. A woman was trapped in the elevator at a luxury townhouse in New York City for the entire weekend after she got stuck and didn't have her phone with her. I believe we covered this yesterday.
She didn't have her phone.
But there's like call boxes inside of there.
Right.
Man, there are. And I've used the call box before. And it was, in my case, still like 40 minutes later.
Yeah.
Like
it depends on how old that apartment building was, how old the elevator was. You got to think it's New York. It's Bronx.
If it's not on fire, they're not in a hurry. That's basically like, are you okay? Like,
yeah,
I'm fine. You know, I'm stuck. And they're like, okie doke, we'll be there when we can.
I've gotten stuck in an elevator before. There is a certain amount of time that I will wait for somebody else to fix the issue without breaking anything else. I'm going to get out of there within that certain amount of time.
How are you going to do it, man? It used to be in the old days, you used to have like kind of escape hatch up top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could, and I mean, it's not a great idea to climb up an elevator shaft, but if you were close enough to the next floor, you could get up there. Now, if you try to push open any of those hatches, like they're all bolted shut.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm going to find a way.
Life finds a way.
Mm-hmm. Firefighters in New Jersey rescued a boy who got stuck in a toy.
What toy?
I don't know what toy. It doesn't say, it just says in a toy.
They should probably tell you what. I feel like if he can get stuck in a toy, if you have kid, like every parent wants to know, hey man.
Like an easy bake oven. What did he crawl into?
I mean, like, what did he got to him?
Maybe he got his hand stuck in Play-Doh jar.
Is there a new recall on the Tickle Me Elmo doll? Find out at 11.
Mm-hmm. How Elmo might that's be not, killing your kids.
That's not how you tickle people.
Tickle Elmo in the wrong spot, he slaps you.
North Korea just launched an edible clothing line that people can eat to, quote, avoid starvation.
Go to help that woman in the elevator.
That's right.
That's North Korea's plan to counter starvation.
Right. Why not just give them regular food?
No, Ted, leave logic out of it. We need to form it into clothes using an expensive process so that they don't starve to death.
And if you can't afford to eat, more than likely you're not buying a ton of clothes.
Right.
This seems like doubling the problem.
Or knocking down two prices in one, Ted.
I guess.
This is just good business practice.
Hey, I'm going to the grocery store to pick up some jeans. Anybody need anything?
All right, random question. If all clothes were edible, would you pick more on looks or on taste?
Man, that's a good question, right?
I can't imagine a situation where I started to eat my clothes.
Even if they're edible.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's he doing over there? Oh, he's eating his sleeve.
Right.
It's a nice shirt.
I'm telling you, man, think about that. Do I want to be fashionable or do I want my clothes to be delicious? And they're edible clothes. You're going to have to eat them within a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Best of use by.
Scientists in Israel say they found a cure for cancer, and it should be ready in a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in America, we'll charge you $40 million for the treatment.
Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Great. Louis Vuitton just announced they're making a luxury version of Jenga.
Oh, thank God.
About time.
I will not play Jenga if it's just, you know, that peon wood stuff that people do.
They're plexiglass blocks instead of wood, and they have the Louis Vuitton logo on them, which really is the only thing, because I can make plexiglass blocks.
I think anyone with two hands could probably make a Jenga set.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis Vuitton's going to put their very uninspired logo on there and charge you how much?
How much do you think?
What does regular Jenga go for? Maybe $20, $30? Right.
I'll say $100.
$500.
$500, Ted?
Nah, it's Louis Vuitton. It's got to be at least a G.
At least $1,000?
For a plexiglass Jenga set?
Actual retail price of luxury Jenga, $2,500.
Oh, okay. My. Okay.
That's a lot.
For plexiglass blocks.
Hey, Louis, suck it.
That they have put the Louis Vuitton logo on.
It's going to be important to people, though, Mike. Don't forget that.
Okay. Priorities.
Hey, I'm not saying look, I'm with you. I think it's ridiculous. Right.
People are going to buy.
But somebody's going to be like, look how much of a baller I am. I have Louis Vuitton Jenga.
I'd like to play, but I can't let people touch my expensive ass Jenga set.
That's right. Don't play with that Jenga set. That's the Louis Vuitton Jenga set.
I like the edible clothes better.
Yeah, and I think, let's be honest, we're going to be looking at a DJ Khaled.
Oh,
or like a Rick Roy.
They're going to drop
Somebody's
it.
Somebody's going to have it.
We can't all be Donald Trumps with playing with, you know, Louis Vuitton Jenga sets out here.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new study, the best cities for the NFL fans are...
Let me guess. Boston.
Pittsburgh.
Good call. Good call.
Green Bay.
Good call.
There's nothing else in Green Bay. Football's everywhere.
That's about as far as I...
Ted, where should the Super Bowl
be? My brain will take me. New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans.
And America's team.
Cowboys.
Correct.
How is it great to be a Cowboys fan? And I'll say this, look, as long as Jerry Jones is the owner of the Cowboys, they're not going back to another Super Bowl. Got rid of Jimmy Johnson. It's done. It's over. And he puts yes men in. And I'm not trying to be mean, but if you're a Cowboys fan, clearly you recognize this, right? Being a fan of the Cowboys says it's an expensive stadium with overpriced beer. You can't bring in your own signs, right? It's the middle of goddamn nowhere. Your team is coached by a yes man, and they, for all this talent, they're not going to do anything. I would think it'd be horrible to be a Cowboys fan.
Earlier.
Yeah, they haven't done anything in decades.
I'd rather be a Browns fan because you know they're on the up and up. You have people that want to change the culture. As long as Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys, you're not going to be better than, 11-5, and you're not going back to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's over. It's done.
Earlier this month, a 10-year-old kid in New Jersey became the second youngest person in the U.S. to ever bowl a perfect game.
10 years old.
He can kiss my ass.
Nice. Good for him.
10.
F him.
Just saying, it's a shame the rest of his life will just be a letdown.
It's all downhill from here, son.
Or he'll be the kid who gets 100 of them in his lifetime.
Right.
That'll get him laid.
Airport security stopped a man in Toronto after
the... Sorry, I'm just weird.
Can't stand, Ted.
I just imagine being in a bar and some dude being like, I bowled 100 perfect games. Like, all right, that's impressive to me, but
I'll have sex with you. How do you feel?
Right? Like,
airport security stopped a man in Toronto after their dog alerted them to something he had on him, and you'll never guess what it was.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Jay, you understand how this here game is played?
Indeed, I do. I'm probably the best that there is at it.
Okay, let's see if that racist genie of yours can pull this one out. Now, we covered the story, I want to say last week, but we go back to Deland, Florida, where a 28-year-old guy, he got pulled over because he had a light out on his car, but he was on probation and had a suspended license, which in Florida is called the norm, so he decided to make a run for it. He ditched his car, and he tried to hide from the cops under a tree in a field. And it might have worked, because the cops were thrown off. But unfortunately for him, there were some crime-fighting horses in that particular field. That's right, there were three horses in the field, and they apparently did not like that man invading their space, so they started chasing him. Well, he wound up running across the field. He was arrested when he jumped the fence trying to get away from the damn horses. So he's facing several charges, including resisting arrest, fleeing, and eluding, driving with a suspended license, and a probation violation. My question is, do you believe that this man who stumbled upon the crime-fighting horses is black, white, Asian, or Jew?
Yellow.
What part of Florida?
Deland. I believe it's outside of Orlando. The story comes from the Orlando Sentinel, so I will assume that it's somewhere outside of Orlando.
We're trying to guess who the guy was.
The guy got chased
down
by
the
horses.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Florida, somewhere near Orlando. Suspended license. My boy. He's Hispanic, and he drives around with a suspended license. So I'm going to say Hispanic on this one.
However, keep in mind, your options today are black, white, Asian, or Jew. Uh-huh.
What were the options?
Black, white, Asian, or Jew.
Oh,
I'm probably the best at this game, yeah.
I thought I was, but I wasn't paying attention. But let's go white.
I'm going to go Asian just because I know the famous chef Eddie Wong is from Orlando. All right, okay. That's my theory.
Yeah,
but Jay, you're going to go white, final answer.
Yeah, it's Florida.
All right, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile this, we have a 28-year-old man in Florida. He's pulled over because he had a light out. He also didn't have any license, registration. He was wanted for something, had a warrant out for his arrest. Either way, when the cops pulled over, he jumped out of his car, and he ran into a field, but the field was full of horses. And the horses did not like this guy, so they basically chased him out of the field back to the police.
That's exactly it. And the question was, did you believe this guy was black, white, Asian, or Jew? And in spite of those options, initially went with Mexi. Said, hey, not one of the options. Said, my bad. So said, you know, man, I feel it. It's white. I can just feel the whiteness in this. And that was the answer.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Ted, you went Asian because what, Eddie Wong is that?
Yeah, I want to say like in the 80s and 90s, there's a lot of Chinese and Taiwanese immigrants.
Sure. No, without question. None of them had anything to do with this, however. Wow. He was black.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Hey, man, listen. Horses scare brothers. I'm just going to throw it out there, man. Like,
horses scare everybody.
Well, the problem is I saw the footage, but it was just
it's heat. At night, dude. Right.
Yeah, you can't tell. So I couldn't tell.
Oh, you can't tell the black man's heat signature.
No.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You guys want some great news?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, I'm going to give you great news. The good news is, if you ever seen The Big Lebowski, you're pumped. The dude is back, right? There's stuff floating around. You've seen it on the internet. People are excited. They can't wait. The dude's going to be back. There's going to be a new movie. Well, I don't know what you'll call
it. Is there going to be a new movie?
More Lebowski-ish?
Okay.
Bigger Lebowski.
So there's the great news. Now here's the truth. No, it's just for a beer commercial.
Oh.
I know. They set it up like it was...
Of course, because they want to... Yeah, man.
Trust me. I think your two reaction is a reaction that millions of people across the globe just had, right?
Do you think they were just using that as a test to see what the public's response would be?
Sure. Look, you know you've done the commercial, so what you say is, hey, if you like the Big Lebowski, he's coming back, which is not a lie. Slightly inaccurate, but not an entire lie. We make the assumption it's a movie, but now they know for a fact that whatever their commercial is going to be, it's going to be a hit.
Well,
I don't even know what beer it's for.
It's for Stella Artois.
Oh, God, I don't like Stella. I'm really let down. Sorry, man.
So fancy. I like the ciders. Yeah, but Sarah Jessica Parker is also in it, right? Okay. And I'm pretty sure they're done with all the Sex and the City movies because her and Kim Cattrall can't get along.
Right.
So I don't know. But either way, Jeff Bridges, he was on the Today Show and kind of talked about sitting down, like what it was like working with Sarah Jessica Parker.
We both sort of shared at the same moment that I think we felt like we were kind of creating an alternate universe.
Yeah, we were both pleasantly confused. And you know, I mean, it was so, to jam with SJ, you know, I mean, that was, you know, that creates a certain excitement and fun and, you know.
Is he ever not the dude?
I don't know anymore,
dude,
man.
He is that guy.
I will say, you could watch an interview, and you can watch the actual commercial. It's up at the Men's Room Facebook page. It's pretty simple, right? Like, you'll remember, actually, I shouldn't say that. You guys don't remember. I don't remember, but.
No one I know remembers, but people remember.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think Sex and the City, we were the target audience, right?
No.
I used to watch that show only because there were some nude scenes in it. And Kim Cattrall is the best part of that show.
She was all about it, man.
Yeah, right? I mean, right, since Porky's. Thank you.
Great start.
Right? So she walks in, Carrie was the name of her character, and the bartender's like, hey, you want a Cosmopolitan? Cosmopolitan was always a drink. I think Sex and the City made it so that a lot of women, I'm not going to say every woman you knew, was drinking a Cosmopolitan.
Okay, so they made that a big thing on the show.
Right, so like she comes in, and it's like, actually, no, I'll take a Stella Artois, and then like the dude comes in, white Russian, no, actually, I want a Stella.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
So that's kind
of a good idea.
So I don't know if they're actually bringing, like, I don't know if those movies are coming back, or they were just like, these are two iconic people. And with that said, like, everybody, people drink in movies, but that is two characters that are identified with their drink.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, if Ted were doing it, that's how the commercial
goes.
Miller Lite, yeah.
What's your thought is on this?
Stella Artois.
Things sure have changed.
Oh, wait a minute. I like your cider, Stella.
Things have changed in the world. And just the way we digest commercials, the way we digest information, the way you listen to this radio show, the way you watch television. All those things are now, when I want it, I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And other than a movie coming out with a premiere, I think the only thing left that's sacred is Santa Claus. You have to wait until Christmas. Your presents are wrapped up. You're either going to get them in the morning, unwrapped, if Santa brings them that way to you. They'll be wrapped or whatever. But it just seems anymore like that no one is willing to wait. And it's not that I would not sit down for the Super Bowl. Normally, I'll get up. I'll go get something to drink during a commercial break. If there's something funny, there's a ton of people who are watching these commercials. But anymore, it's like, you know what it's going to be before you see it.
Yeah, now that they started giving you the preview.
Yeah, it's like, well, I think that takes a lot away from it because, like, that day is supposed to be the day for commercials, like ad campaigns that spend millions of dollars because the spot is over $1 million just to air one time. Now I can see it a week beforehand. To
is
me,
it
it's
worth
like,
the money?
Yeah, it's like knowing all your presents before Santa even shows up. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't... I think there should be certain things
that would keep the hype if you could just, you know, just be patient enough to wait for the
business. But that's on the companies, because I think what a smart company would do.
To be honest, though, I'm pretty sure there's still some companies that don't release them until the Super Bowl.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. I think what I would do, you know, if I'm more of a fledgling company, you know, one of these, we were going to do a Super Bowl ad, because that's all you need to say to get people's attention, right? But then beyond that, because of the price, we couldn't, here's our preview. I put it out with everyone else's previews.
Yeah,
you
know, and also
if you have the money, then you want to do a broadcast night.
And sometimes too, it just depends on what you do, right? Like, given our jobs, we're very plugged in, right? Like, we see stuff all the time. So I think there's a lot of people too that honestly, like, just they just don't see it.
Don't
they
care.
See it at the Super Bowl. They could care less.
Right. No one should spend as much time trying to see the stuff that we see if it is not. I mean, like, you're wasting your life.
Right, and it's one of those things, right? It'll still be new to you.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Hell, man, if you haven't seen what. I don't know, what's the Christmas movie like? It's a Wonderful Life. Hey, man, it's an old movie. If you haven't seen it, new to you.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
And, like, there's some movies that, like, you know, I've never, like, you could tell how they're, you know how it ends, but you still want to watch it to see how it gets there.
Sure.
And, like, let's be, like, right, like, I'm trying to think of iconic movies you love, right? But, like, I don't know that, like, the most famous line in those movies is anybody's favorite line. Does that make sense?
No, right. Yeah. It's just the most famous.
Or scene.
One.
Yeah, like last night I was talking to a guy in the alley about the helicopter scene in Goodfellas.
All
right. Right? So every time I see a helicopter, I kind of joke like I'm Henry Hill. Like, all day I've been seeing that thing, right? Ooh, brrr, he's seeing birds. So I love that line. But obviously the most famous line probably be like, you think I'm funny.
You think I'm funny? A clown to you?
I just saw the spider. Speaking of beer... millennials, I guess, aren't known for being big fans of Michelob Ultra. I will say, I have a few buddies. That is the only beer they'll drink.
I'm fine with it.
They swear by it.
I'm fine with it.
I'm a light beer drinker for the most part. It's like, I have one. I don't care.
You can't not like it. There's not enough taste. And I don't say that as an insult. There's not enough taste to it for you to be like, I hate this.
The only problem with that beer is the fact that I can't find Michelob or Michelob Light anymore, which is fine.
Oh, quit your bitch.
But they don't make Michelob.
Yeah, they do.
They make
Michelob. Michelob
Light.
They still make Amber. They make Dark. They still do their whole line. You just got to find some place that has it. But Michelob, it's like Corona. You know why you're drinking it, where you're drinking it, and for what reason. If you're going to start drinking beer all day for the Super Bowl, I would highly recommend starting with one of those beers.
Yeah, start light.
Because you know why, man? You don't want to drink a big beer and not be... I'd rather eat 15 different appetizers and still have room. And if you drink a couple pale ales, you're kind of screwed on that tip.
Yeah, sometimes though I'll start with a bigger one
and then work your way down, as I say, throttle down. Right.
But yeah, they're gonna. I was gonna say they have Zoe Kravitz in there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There'll be some interesting ones, and like for some people, that's their thing, right? I always say this about the Super Bowl. You don't have to even like football. It's just such an American thing that like people eat snacks, and also. It's gonna be cold for like it's the winter time. Like the holidays are over.
Right.
You got this.
It's also
and you're waiting for spring.
It's also the one time where you whip out what I call American food. Not that the 4th of July and the 4th of July, but it's typical hot dogs, hamburgers, your picnic
this
type food.
This is the day where you do your best imitation of the state fair.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
This is buffalo
man.
Chicken dip.
Right.
This is great.
And some of the stuff, again, like you're right, like 4th of July is kind of like that, but it's also generally for most of the country, it's going to be hot on the 4th of July.
It can't be heavy food.
So you're not right. You're just not going to eat heavy. Well,
and I love appetizers.
You know what? With that said, I forgot about the damn state of Texas.
Texas doesn't care.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It'll be 100 degrees.
But most meals have one main thing. Like even the 4th of July, you had a couple hot dogs and a hamburger and this, that. It doesn't matter. Like, no one's bringing out a tray of lasagna on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, no one expects, like, a big turkey or ribs or, you know what I mean? Like, the main, they just want
it's the ultimate buffet.
They just want to graze, man.
You want finger food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Get in there.
That's
chips,
disgusting.
Chips.
I never do that.
Let's see. As long as we're talking about it, you know what? I'm just going to say this. Tom Brady is going to play football forever.
Is there any chance that this is your last game? Zero.
Zero.
Say it. I don't want to just say it.
There's zero. Yeah.
Okay.
There's zero. I've said that for a long time. I feel like I'm asked that a lot, and I feel like I repeat the same answer, but no one wants to believe me.
I feel like one of the coaches in the AFC East, like, trying to tell you, are you sure this is not the end?
I know. I just, you know, I've set a goal for myself at 45, and like I said before, it's very hard to make it that far. I know how hard it was this year, you know, and the commitment it takes, and hopefully I've learned from some of the things that happened this year to be better next year, but... Every year is tough.
What would it be that would keep you from playing?
He's got to get better.
Stop I like the drama playing? Music.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's just I'm going to know. I'm going to know when the time's right. And I'm going to feel like, okay, I've kind of had enough. And, you know, I've been... I don't quite feel like that yet. I feel like, you know, I've still made a lot of improvements, and I still feel like, you know, I can continue to do it at a championship level.
You're in the Super Bowl. I know. Why is this even a question?
That's still where I'm at now.
Jesus, God.
He's also full of BS. Like, you could say that, but remember, Peyton Manning didn't go out on... He did go out on top. He won a Super Bowl.
Sure, and his team won a Super Bowl.
He's throwing lame ducks, though.
Right, he was awful that year.
He was terrible.
He was throwing the ball to the other team. Don't forget... And sorry, but for athletes, entertainers, like, this is the way it goes. Like,
right.
You think you're going to go out on top, but it's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Most guys have to be told, like, you can't play this sport anymore.
The only difference with him... Is that the fact, eighth or ninth consecutive championship game? You're in your third Super Bowl in a row. And I mean, you own your division, and it does not matter what the quote unquote experts have to say about the Patriots. Look, I'm not a Patriots fan, but at some point you go, like, look, say what you want at the beginning of the season, say what you want about Gronk, and they're falling apart. But okay, well, they're in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
And
this year, they're the team in the Super Bowl that did not get here through controversy.
And they've had the same offense now for 4 years, and you still haven't figured it out on defense. So good for them.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, like, it's the same offense. Like,
there would be some irony to it as well. You remember the Patriots' run started when they took on the Rams and when they were still in St. Louis.
That is correct.
Right? Yeah. The greatest
Kurt
show
Warner,
on turf.
Man.
Yeah.
And they looked, I didn't think,
and
I remember.
The Pats win that game, it's amazing. So there would be some irony if somehow the Rams could pull off this one.
And the Rams did win eventually. They beat the Titans.
I think the year before.
They won the year before.
They won.
And it seemed unreasonable that the Patriots had a shot against the Rams, and they went there and took them down.
Let's see. You heard CBS rejected the. There was an ad basically touting the health benefits of medical marijuana. Obviously, they say they're not currently accepting cannabis related advertising.
This is like a kid who's had seizures his entire life. This is not like smoke weed. I'm Tommy Chong.
Right.
This was like my child was dying. My child was having seizures. My child could not even. The drugs we were giving my child were poisoning my kid more so than anything else. He couldn't handle it. He's throwing up. Then I started giving him drops of cannabis oil. Then you see the kid, and the kid's fine. And it's just crazy what they ban. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Sticking with weed, I don't know why he has come up twice today. Seems like now that I'm going to tell you this, he should make better chicken wings. But Joe Montana is in the weed business.
Why would you think he can make better chicken wings?
Because he's in the weed business now.
That's actually a pretty good point.
Give him time. Let's revisit Joe Montana 2 years. You'd be like, dude, these things are dope.
He has a demeanor of a dope smoker.
Always.
Yeah. Because they're going to sell everything from vape pens and even marijuana beverages. Yeah, delicious.
He gets it. Super Bowl MVP.
First time in 11 years, Coca-Cola not airing an ad during the Super Bowl. Don't worry. They'll have one like pregame, postgame spots. But the word on the street is it was $5.3 million for an ad during the game.
They don't need it also. They're in Atlanta. They own the basic stadium under the Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
So they're already...
They're in good shape.
Yeah, they're already
hot. Yeah, it's Coca-Cola. Visible.
Exactly. They're based out of Atlanta. Everything there, like Pepsi put up signs. I don't know if you saw, like, welcome to Atlanta. Glad we could join you here.
Yeah.
Just messing with them.
Also, I should mention, remember, the Super Bowl will be on CBS. Shout out to James Brown. I think he's hosting his ninth Super Bowl.
Oh, that James Brown.
Is it Aikman and Buck? No, they're Fox. So is it Tony? No, it's not Tony Romo. Who is it?
What network?
CBS.
So it's gotta be Romo.
Is it Romo? Okay, yeah. Good. Thank God.
I just want to remind people, James Brown, DeMathograd, 1969.
He can tell us what's going on the whole game.
Tony Romo.
He will.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know, this time of year can be a little lonesome. Maybe you're looking for some love. Here's James Corden talk a little bit about Tinder.
Researchers at Tinder have released some interesting user information. Apparently, the most popular time to use the dating app is right now in January, and particularly on Monday evenings. Yeah. In winter, after the holidays, on a Monday. So literally... When you're at your most depressed. The most popular time of the day to use Tinder is apparently 9 p.m. And by the way, the most popular time to completely give up on love forever is 9:02.
Right. I mean, I don't know that I get it why Tinder does the research, but that would seem pretty simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to imagine at like 3 p.m. on July 4th, keep it on July 4th and it's sunny outside. Maybe the time people aren't looking for Tinder love the most.
Yeah, not so much, man. It's hot, sweaty, you're eating good
food. Have you ever done the Tinder thing?
Okay, got your answer.
Okay.
Some of those things.
Say no more.
All right.
Yeah. I have what people call a good personality.
Yes.
And Tinder, a lot of that is based on just what your face looks like.
Oh, okay.
So you got to get people to swipe first before I can entertain them. I do better in person. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I've never even seen it before. I wouldn't even know what it looks like. That's why I have no idea how the damn thing works.
It didn't work so hot for me.
It wouldn't work for me either.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Bronx woman takes a tough decision to take her brother off life support, then finds out not her brother. Meanwhile, a boy gets his head stuck in a toilet seat. Firemen free him after a call from the mother. Salad-eating United passenger covers racist nature by complaining about the middle seat. Russian attempts to smuggle 5,000 leeches to eat the dead skin off your feet. An Alabama hunter caught shooting a deer swimming in a lake. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to Toronto to the airport where security has arrested a man trying to smuggle something in from Russia.
Russia.
Their dog alerted to something in the man's bag.
It was a beagle, too. Just sat right beside him and looked up like, here's your guy.
Yep, which led to the discovery of 5,000 leeches that he was bringing into the country.
Thanks.
Because Canada needs more leeches.
That's right.
You can't find them there everywhere.
He told officers that he was going to use the wastewater from the leeches to water his plants. Like, that made sense.
Oh, come on.
Bro. I mean, I'm a freak. What else you want me to tell you?
Right. But due to the fact that there was, 5,000 leeches that he was bringing in, they suspected something different, and he is due in court next month.
Oddly enough, they won't call him a smuggler, because they said the one thing about it, smugglers indicate you are doing what you can to hide the contraband. Like, he just had them in a suitcase,
Here's the thing. They sell them to spas. They sell them to a lot of different places. They're $10 a piece. So when you take 5,000 of those times 10, you're like,
50,000.
Oh, I see what's going on here. That's a ton of money in cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay.
But Canada is full of leeches. All Canada is water.
Right.
That's full of leeches. You don't need to pay for it. It's like paying for a mosquito in Canada. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're there.
Don't worry. They'll find them. In other news, covered in our shot of the day, a woman in New York is suing the local hospital after a terrible mix-up. This is a terrible story. The woman got a call from the hospital that her brother had overdosed on drugs, permanently damaging his brain and leaving him on life support. She made the difficult decision to pull the plug on her brother right before it was revealed that it wasn't actually her brother.
Surprise!
But a man with the same name. She's filing a lawsuit against the hospital for severe emotional harm.
Look, I understand she has severe emotional harm.
Right.
It just seems odd to me that she's the one filing the lawsuit.
Right.
I feel like the relatives of the man she killed might be like, hey, oh, you're upset.
Right.
You know why we still had him on life support? Because that's where we wanted him. Your brother is in jail perfectly alive.
Exactly.
And he was upset because, again, his quote was, you were going to kill me?
I love that quote.
That's
still
the only quote they have from him.
Eye for an eye, man. Hook the brother up and then unplug him.
Eye for an eye, attaboy, Mike.
We go to California where a man has been arrested for the death of his wife. The man admitted to the crime, but contested it was his wife's wishes, however. Her health was ailing, and she did not want to die in a hospital bed, so he instead gave her methamphetamine, and they had a, quote, death party before she passed away.
And before you pass judgment, I'm reading through all the comments in the story.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people that knew him said, look, he's a different guy. He marches to his own drummer. You would never question their love for each other. Say, this
is
couple,
this the same guy that was in Minneapolis? Is this California or Minneapolis?
This is
California.
Is it California?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, but it's straight, like, look, it's not that she wanted to be dead, but she understood that's where she was headed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, look, I don't want to suffer. So I don't know that meth is the thing to do,
yeah.
But like, they did it out of love. Like, hell yeah, we're going to get stoned and pass on.
I mean, one more off the bucket list, I guess, right?
And that's it. You still can't do that. But his heart was pure.
Yeah, right. He wasn't just
his
trying to...
His brain was not, but his heart
exactly.
was.
The airlines are in the news again, this time for a very rude passenger. This is a terrible video. Video taken by another passenger shows a woman on the phone complaining about how squished she is in between the two passengers in her middle seat and how she can't fly like this.
No, she was mad that she was the cream in the Oreo.
She continues to make degrading comments about the passengers to others in an attempt to make a seat change, you know, saying, I can't breathe, at least they're keeping me warm, right? She is just being a total bad person. She continues to make, before an attendant removes her from her seat to find her another spot. That's when the rest of the plane rallied behind the other two passengers and began to chastise her for her behavior, which she quoted, I'm not PC.
Jesus.
It's not about being PC. It's still, you know, human beings are social animals. It's still about how you interact.
Exactly.
That's all.
And I eat salad.
Yeah, she kept yelling, I eat salad. Right. Because the man to her right was a bit of a bigger man. Which,
no. Yeah.
You're just a horrible person. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The word is back. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. Another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. Maybe. You know, I don't know. Miles is a liar. One way or another, in the meantime, we be all about this bag. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.